This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rank 'em 1 to 5.
I've got the power.
NFL power rankings.
Do we have Washington in our top 5? I think it would be the first time ever for me. I think so. I don't think I put him in the top 5 at any point late in the 2012 season, or put him in the top 5 at any point during maybe 2016. When they were 6-3-1 and they had pounded the Packers. That's probably the closest I've ever been to putting them in the top 5 and doing this. I don't know, maybe when they were 4-1 with Zorn in 2008. Was I a believer in that? I think I was. I think I was a believer in Zorn's 4-1 and then 6-2 start. All right, I'm going to give you mine, Denton, and then you give me yours, all right? I will go down from number 1 to number 5 to sort of build the drama to see if Washington's in my top 5. KC's number 1. They're an undefeated football team. They actually played a pretty good football game on Monday night. I still think that the Chiefs have a lot more to give. Certainly, they do on offense. But the Chiefs are number 1. Number 2 for me, and this is based on, you know, who they've beaten right now. Baltimore. You know, Baltimore beat the Cowboys, Bills, and Bengals after playing the Chiefs and Raiders. I mean, every single game with the exception of the Buffalo game has been tight, although the Cowboy game was a bit of a blowout. Maybe I'm doing this just so that I can, you know, really justify Washington either in it or not, or in it next week. But I think as I just look at these teams, I think KC and Baltimore are the two best teams in the league. I think San Francisco is actually right there fully healthy, but I can't put them anywhere near there right now as a 2-3 football team and not healthy. Number 3, I'm going to put the Vikings. They're as good defensively as any team we've seen in the NFL in a while through 5 weeks of the season. 4, the Houston Texans. Their only loss was to Minnesota. They are playing well. And then number 5 in my NFL power rankings, the Detroit Lions. I couldn't do it. The Lions are 3-1. They had a bye week. They really looked impressive against the Seahawks in their last game. We'll get to know a little bit more about the Lions on Sunday against the Cowboys, but I've got Washington just outside the top 5. You know, they've been most power rankings, they've been anywhere from 6 to 9 this week. I'd put them at 6. They don't make the top 5. My top 5: KC, Baltimore, Minnesota, Houston, Detroit. Go ahead, Denton.
Well, people are going to like me a lot more than they like you, potentially.
That's right, but I'm leaving the opportunity to not only put them in my top 5 next week, but very high in my top 5 next week if they win on Sunday.
So ours do look similar. I have the Chiefs at 1. I have the Vikings at 2. This was the first week where I debated whether or not I would move the Vikings over Kansas City just because I've been really impressed with their defense. But Mahomes is the quarterback of one of those teams, and it's not the Vikings. So I'm going to take Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs over the Vikings. So I got those at 1 and 2. I do have Baltimore at 3. I think they've been playing really good football lately. I think the offense has been really impressive for Baltimore. But here's where everyone's going to love me. Kevin, I have Washington at 4. I have them right behind Baltimore because I don't think there's an offense in the NFL that's playing more consistent than what the Commanders are doing right now. Obviously, I want to see the defense play a good offense and look good. They look good against an awful offense, which is not difficult to do. But if they can look even a fraction of what they looked like against Cleveland this weekend, I think they'll be in a good spot to where they might be in the top two this time next week. So I got Washington at 4, and then I got Houston at number 5. I don't have Detroit in there. I got them on the outside looking in, at least for now. I think Washington right now, though, outside of Minnesota, is the best team in the NFC. They've been playing like it.
Certainly an opportunity for me to put him in the top 5 this time next week, or even this time in 2 weeks. Look, this, I think they got a chance to win the football game, and I almost don't want to jinx Sunday by putting them in the top 5. So there you go. All right, when we come back, is it or isn't it a rivalry, Washington and Baltimore? Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.